Yeah, this is Brian.
Yeah, hi, Brian. Brian, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. I actually spoke with Dan yesterday.
Dallin.
That fill in our system is, I know it's Dallin.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting overwritten every time we call. You have to fix it where it gets overwritten here.
Right. What do you guys need to do?
Well, I spoke with Dallin. I sent an email out to you, and I know that Dallin wanted to speak with you about branding your business on Google, promoting your existing website so calls would come straight to you. It is a month-to-month service. There's no contract.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned you guys have been talking about doing something like that.
Well, do you want to talk to Dallin right now? Or?
Yeah, I certainly should. Yeah, if he's right there with you.
Right next to me. So
okay,
you're in luck. Hold on.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much, sir.
Hello.
Hi, Dallin. Dallin, it's Paul. Calling you back from Local Splash. Did you and your dad have a chance to take a look at the email I sent out to you or have a conversation about the things you and I spoke about?
I'm going to pull it up real quick. We spoke, but he got the email. I didn't get an email, but he
right.
got it.
You gave me his email address. I sent it to Brian at CTR Roofing.
Let me pull that up real quick. You know what the email would say that I'm looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. It's coming from P. Gordon at Local Splash, Digital Marketing and Branding Services. It looks like it was sent. Sent about almost like 11:53 on my end.
Honestly, I don't see it.
If you don't, it might have gone to the spam folder. I mean, it is.
I'll see it in there either. Maybe you've got just a one letter off on the email, maybe?
It seems like it was sent successfully on my end, but I've got BRYANCTRROOFINGAZ.com. So Brian at CTRRoofingAZ.com.
Yeah.
Local
Splash. Yeah,
Local Splash, Local SEO and Digital Branding Services. That's the subject line from P. Gordon at localsplash.com.
Is it Scottsdale Local Splash? No, that's something else. Yeah, Local Spark? Or is that different?
Local Splash, like a splash of water.
Yeah, I don't see it.
I can try to resend it. I mean, I can try to resend it. You may see it pop up if I resend it, but it does seem like it was sent successfully on my end.
Well, I could try emailing you so you have our email or...
Yeah, it should get sent. I mean, you can email me real quick. I mean, it's P. Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. So P-G-O-R-D-O-N at localsplash.com.
Okay, what was that beginning one again? I'm sorry, the B?
P, like Paul.
Okay.
So P, like Paul, G-O-R-D-O-N. So P. Gordon at localsplash.com.
Oh, I just got your email. There we go.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a second time. It gets filtered the first time. But, yeah, you do have it.
Yeah, we just got it. Just came in right when I went to send you a message.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, and then I know that you had mentioned before that you guys were kind of talking about doing something like this or doing some form of marketing to get the business out to get more phone calls, more jobs.
So that $2.99 package also does 7 to 10 days of a Facebook campaign as well?
In 7 to 10 days, your Facebook ads will be up and running. So that's what they want us to say. It's usually 7 days or less. And it does include $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that $100 is about 400 clicks. We expect that to last the entire month.
All right.
But you need to get
them to get your clients, so. So my dad's wondering what kind of information we need to get to you so that we can start doing this. You actually like.
So we do. It's one of the very first things that we would do, and if you're available today, we would want to do it. It's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians can speak with you and your dad. Make sure we know things like mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll get into the details of your services and your service area. Again, for your service area, Dallin, we're not going to draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. I mean, you were telling us that, you know, it's mostly the greater Mesa area, Gilbert, Scottsdale, but you are willing to go a little bit further for the right job, target both residential and commercial clients. If there's places even right around the corner that you don't really want to go or field phone calls from, you can tell us that too, and then we won't run your ads there. So it's very targeted, and that conversation takes about a half an hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. I would need just a little bit more information here. I think I did ask you before, though. The business is service-based, meaning that there's not a showroom, physical location, brick-and-mortar address that you would want your customers to know about, right?
Yeah, we don't really need our customers to know about that because we're just showing up to fulfill jobs at
exactly.
their house, at their home.
Perfect. And that's exactly what Google expects for service-based businesses. You're going to the customer. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. So we won't list any physical street address. Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. You're only going to be listed city and state, so not even the zip code. And then, of course, like I said, we can target really any place you want to go for the right job. So the next step would be to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You can't even be working as long as you can carry on that conversation. I am required to read what's called a voice verification. This is because we are Google partners, and it's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer, Dallin. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved, that we are actually waiving the initial setup fee, reducing the cost down to that flat rate of $2.99. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward, okay? And then before I do that voice verification and schedule that follow-up call for that initial investment of just $2.99, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
Visa card.
On the Visa, and is it your dad's card, right? So it's his name or the business name?
It's in my dad's name.
And that's B-R-Y-A-N, no middle initial. Last name is Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y.
Was he trying to get the money right now or on Monday?
So what we're both wondering is we're busy and we have some jobs today, tomorrow,
okay.
And Sunday we're with family, but Monday at noon, could we call and then maybe arrange the payment and do it all because we're kind of busy at the moment.
If you're not even going to be available for the client interview today, then we can get everything started on Monday. You want me to give you guys a call around noon?
Monday at noon we'll be right next to each other and we'll answer and we can have time to do all this.
Okay. So if you want to have your follow-up call at noon on Monday, we can do that. I would just need to call you about 10 minutes or so before noon to get everything set up so they can do that client interview at noon.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. I'll give you a call. Like I said, I need about 5-10 minutes of your time just to get through that voice verification and get you a little bit of information for what you would need to be prepared for that follow-up call at noon on Monday. So I'll give you guys a call about 11:45, something like that.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you,
Paul. All right. Pleasure speaking with you both, Dal and Brian. You guys have a great rest of the day. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks.
We'll talk on Monday. Thank you.
Yep.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.